two councils. And I know Ron has pointed out, Ron, my name is Dale Longberry, as well, so the senior administrative officer for the elected council. And Ron is here, Ron Holland, representing the presidency council, the fourth year, co-chairing. Just to make this clear again, the two councils are meeting, and those are the ones that will be bringing the topic. We will not be taking any questions or concerns from the audience, because we want the two councils to talk. And as well, for any media, if you want to have any discussions in relation to any individual that's willing to speak to you, you can do that after the meeting. But as of right now, this is a meeting between the two councils to discuss the one topic, and that's the bill of rights. I don't know if there's anything you want to add on or share in relation to this?
I'd like to acknowledge Mike's words. Thanks to our Creator that we were able to come here as one people with one mind, and that is be able to try and find the best way for all of us, Oklahoma people, all of us. We've got to find the best way we can for the coming faces. It's not for us. It's the next seven generations that we have to be concerned with. And we've got to make the best path for them. And we have to keep that in mind. And we should always have that in our minds. What's the best? Don't take shortcuts. But you know what I was thinking about earlier? What would be good for that birch land? We're short land, we're short of houses, we're short of everything. What's the best for the people? Anyway, I'm not going to say more than that, other than to acknowledge Mike's strong words of thanks to our Creator. And also to say that reiterating what Dale has said, that the speakers will be coming from these benches. And we will not be acknowledging any other speakers. So it's a meeting between the two councils. So I'm going to sit down now, and I just said we're not going to be acknowledging any other councils.
But Ron, just hear me for a minute. There's, as you guys are well aware, there's a court action against me and Dettler. Okay, we can't be in the same room together. So he came in after I did, long after I did. So
that's
according
to what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, but it's a court order, though. It's a court order. He can't be here.
Well, if we're going to keep interrupting like this for 5 minutes, we
Well, yes, I have to make a note of it, though. It's in the law, his law.
Okay, well, you.
As long as you guys acknowledge it, right, that he is here, I was already here first. That's all I want to know.
Okay, acknowledging that point. Okay, he's good. Here and he's here and he's
good. Because he's over there filming me.
Okay. So in relation to whoever wants to go first, and if you could please do so, Ron and I would know, and raise your hand so we can acknowledge who's going to speak first, and then we'll go from there, we'll record it, we'll just go down the list in regards to who's going to speak.
Sago, thank you, Mike, for the opening. And it's always important that we start our meetings with the opening. And I just want to say that I agree with the words that Ron has said. We are here for the future generations. We are here for a long meeting. And we are also here for the community. Since I've been an elected official in this community, which I'm born and raised in, which I'm very proud of, everything I do is for the people in this community, for the people who live or not. I give my time tirelessly to this community, and I will continue to do so as long as I'm elected official and even after I am not. Since we're only talking about one issue today, I want to just give information as to where we are standing on this and what is happening. As you know, in 2006, when we had the declaration or the Douglas Creek, David Peterson came here and threw a parcels of land on the table and said if the barriers would come down. At that time, they were negotiating the elected council. We were all at the Best Western. We gave the lead to the Confederacy, but that meant that we sat right beside them in any negotiations that took place, which we did. That is, negotiations fell apart. That happened in 2006, 2007. We are now at 2015. We have now gotten the Ontario government to give those lands back to the name of the people in Six Nations. And I emphasize the people of Six Nations. It is not the elected council. It is not the Confederacy. It is for the people. And I think we all stand for the people. Because of the way that the Canadian government works, the only legal body they saw was that they asked us to develop a trust for the board of directors, which we did. And that trust is only holding the land for the people until we get it added back to reserve. We are also going through the process to get it back to reserve status. We invited there is going to be a board that is going to oversee that. We invited the Confederacy to have a representative to sit on that board. We never received a response to our invitation. There is an interim board with some interim officers, and we are going to finalize who those officers will be. And it is that trust that is holding that land. We secured money from the federal government to get that property tiled so that it takes care of the drainage issue. The provincial government has also agreed to pay any taxes that are due on that land until such time as it becomes reserved. We are also going to be going to the community. We are just formulating our plans to go out to each of the community to get community input on what do they want to see happen with those lands. Ron mentioned the needs we have. We need housing. Maybe we do need farming. And I think one of the big things we need is a treatment center. A few weeks ago, we had a community meeting on wellness because we all know we have a very big issue in this community with drugs. I had invited Jock to invite all the chiefs to attend that meeting and show some unity in this community so that we could tackle this issue that is killing our young people. I was glad that Jock was there to do the opening and that two chiefs came. It's unfortunate that more didn't make it. And it's unfortunate that they're not all here today. Because I think we need to start working together for the sake of our young people, for the sake of those future generations, and for the sake of everybody in our community. We started a development corporation to generate revenue for our people. We have already seen the benefits of that going back to the community. It's going back to the community and not into the pockets of individuals. And I think that's what we're all about. As I said, everything we do is for the community. Last year, we had a successful year in building new bridges and fixing the water main. And we've invited our staff here because they know of the concerns and the issues that our community needs. And additional land is one of those because we know that we do not have housing. So I think another good use up there might be a treatment center. People want a treatment center. So those are the things that we need to talk about. And that's the kind of feedback we want to get from Birch. In the meantime, we were prepared to get the man to go out there and do the tiling. He is prepared to start. We have the funding to do that. And in the meantime, one individual has gone up there and started to do farming. So the Six Nations Elected Council does not agree with that. And we have asked her to vacate. And said that if she does not, we will be taking an injunction and taking legal action. Because that is for the community. Our property is for the community. I don't want to say too much more because I want to give the chiefs an answer to reply, but I just want to say we are the largest in this country. And I will say that we are still lucky that we have the traditional government in place. Since I have become chief, I have been trying to have this meeting. And some of you will remember when I was a counselor, I spent many days in the longhouse when you had your council meetings, because I wanted to work with you. I think there is a role for both of us, and I think that we need to come together and figure out what that role is for each. We know there are other factions in this community who also have roles. So we all need to come together. Let's keep those young people behind us in mind, and let's look at the big picture. what we as Six Nations of the Grand River could do. We are doing a lot already, but we could do so much more. Because the rest of the country is watching us. Officials in the government tell me that. We look to Six Nations as the leader. And they are watching us, and they are ready to work with us. If we can show them that we are prepared to do that, to work in a united front and move forward. So those are all we'll say for now, and anybody else?
Well, not I don't see us.
you know, they've come amongst us. They're culture here. We don't follow the plans anymore. There are allegations of corruption. I've studied the history and where I was raised. I've never signed any debts that was pumped up. And I see the same thing happening today. I'm repeating this because we don't know our history. So history is an important thing. Now, when we came up to the Caledonia, there were two young ladies that started that. They came to the then council, and it was my understanding that they were in the way. So they go to the Confederacy. And I guess it's not unusual because a lot of our people do that today. They can't get some sort of possible to run the Confederacy. Maybe the other way around not to. Because that's happening today. Our people run to whatever they can get their way. So in the end, because there are two councils that work here, it leaves people, I would say lawless, leaves them caught in the way. So going back to Caledonia, when those two girls came to council and asked for support, we gave them support to educate people, to hand out brochures. We get a call, because our chiefs were put in charge of that. Myself, it was Arne, and there was the American. We went down there that day and they had a barricade across the road. And I argued with them, you should take it down. I said, that's not what comes to the read. But both Arne and Steve said, no, it's time to take a stand. We shouldn't tell them to take it down. We should support the people. I said at that time, okay, we're going to take it back to council. So we took it back to council, and what happened in our council that day was that we agreed to support the people, to support those girls and the people behind them, and to get whatever we could for the people from them. That's what passed the council that day. So it escalated from there. Negotiations started, and we argued with that council to stand aside. Because it was the people we were supporting. After much talk, the band council agreed to give us the lead in negotiations. Now that's how band council felt about it. Another way we would say that we recognize our need. We were at the table for a while with Peterson. We had given him about to ask for verse answers. We're on the table with much calling some other people. The land in South Dakota, the lands all around Six Nations. I don't know who that meant. We got several times, kind of in the book. But things happened after that, too. But that day, Peterson said, if you take the barricades down, we'll give you back birch. And I said, we'll take back birch on the same terms of the Halloween proclamation, Halloween treaty. And so we pushed it. We got him to sign that they would return to their lands under the same conditions as the Holland Treaty. Now, he didn't like it when he realized that he had done it. That night, the barricades came down. Even saying go ahead, and the chiefs are the ones that said go ahead to get the barricades down. And that is the only reason why it happened, because they believed in us. So they came down. So the next day, I get a phone call from the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs for Ontario, David Ramsey, and congratulating us. And we're going to take those lands returned as fast as we can. An hour later, David Peterson calls back. Yeah, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to return them right away. I said, but you said you would. announce that he was removed from filing and was allowed to exit gracefully. That's how that came back. Now, spending that all that time at the table, Charles and the federal government, oh, how are we going to return the landscape? And I said, just as it says in the Roman Treaty, ours to enjoy forever, Mohawks and such other solutions. Ours to enjoy it for as long as the sun shines, as long as the grass grows, and as long as the river flows. And that became sticking foot to the crown because the crown doesn't have any mechanism to do that. Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? At one point, we need to be simple and explain not. Because even if you're simple, you're saying you're signing the ownership over to us, but underneath you're simple, the crown still owns it. That's not the way the Holy Treaty was. It is ours to do with whatever we wish to do with. And we want to blow it up, or we want to sell it to Russia, or we want to give it to you, or rent it to the grasshopper, whatever. It's ours. Can't be dictated by the crown. So that's how the land came back. And those are the terms that the Confederacy is stood by to this day. Now, we feel they put the band on. Because you're being advised that it's okay that it comes back under a trust or under a corporation. And a trust, the idea of a trust is a good thing. But I cannot help but think that Van Pons is aware or that he was already before he accepted that. And what's behind a lot of this is that he did not end up being able to sign a lease to the Farmers Association because they wouldn't sign a lease to the Confederacy. So they ran the Van Pons. That's some of what's behind this. When they wouldn't sign a lease, two individuals stood up and said they rented. So they signed a lease with the Confederacy. And that lease still had another 2 years on it. And I can't help but think Van Pons is already aware of this. So why would you go ahead and make an agreement with the federal government and the provincial government? And not recognize that that land is not already legally leased to somebody. That money is paid to the Confederacy. That money seems to stay back in communities for jobs for our people. And the way I understand it, we can discuss this after, the farmers just want to get on there. And who has the contract to come in and talk about money, not money? That's the question I would have. And when that lease is up, anybody can apply it and make the arguments as to why they should lease it, including the Farmers Association. But we can't see letting somebody lease it and doing whatever they want, not paying anything for it. I understood that we gave the farmers $10,000 to plant corn, and the farmers were saying they donated that. I hear all sorts of things. I don't know if you know this in favor of our account. But something's wrong here. So this dance while I've been told today, I have no authority to negotiate it today. None. The county would have to stand on that. And that's where the embarrassment is going to stand. That we are going to honor families.
Process, the history of where we're at, but if there's an agreement with the government that you're referring to, the provincial
trust, holding temporarily. I come forward to the elected system, put my name there, just a temporary basis. Right around, that's what I've done. So if the issue is different government that you're dealing with than the elected system, I need to know what that means and clarify who we're actually dealing with. I understand this plan that was being dealt with in 2006, 2009 seemed to be a gap that kind of came before the elected council at that involved. And I hear about these points of interest between 1, 8, 10, referring to principles, I guess, that we're going to do. Through the elected system of government that you're dealing with is the same government we're dealing with.
Word, but I'm thinking about you had just said that you they stood up and two individuals stood up and said that they would rent the land at Verge. And so you created leads to do that. Now why wasn't it equally given the opportunity to say somebody else to stand up and say I'd like to lease that land? But after this 2-year lease you're gonna allow the farmers to be inclusive to that? Why wasn't done that in the beginning? That's my question.
That was said at the beginning. Farmers were their first step, but they didn't want to sign.
I understand that, but I'm saying that then there's two other individuals who stand up and say, I'll tell the police, and right away they're the police holders right there. another person who stood up, or were there others? I don't know.
As far as I know, there wasn't any work for that.
So in that sense, why was it offered to other communities? To the other community members? I'm just thinking about the fair piece of this, the line here, like, if it's just one individual is awarded this lease, why is what makes her so special that she is awarded this lease?
So that line was again.
And what year was that?
Well, 2 years after my five-year lease, 3 years ago.
Just going back to the and that's what they've done. They returned it to the community. And you know, you sat and said you've heard a lot of stuff. Well, I've heard a lot of stuff too now. And so I don't think we want to get into it. You said, he said, I think we need to look at what are we going to do for the future of our kids here and our land. And I don't agree with what you're doing. They're making a lot of money out of there, buying, tobacco? I don't know what's going in here.
Can you just hold on now, but I don't know if there's any responses from you.
Well, thank you.
But unless you're working with this council, you are not working for this community. Done.
Very good.
I've been trying to work with this council for a number of years now.
Grandma.
Yeah, Mike had mentioned the original deal was made with the Confederacy. Alan, you once again reminded us of peace, power, and righteousness.
Yes.
And you talked several times about the people, the people. It's been suggested that a community meeting take place. Does the Confederacy Council object to that? We're talking the people, not people that follow the elected guns, not people that just follow yourselves. What is this? We're the people. So how do we resolve this? Power comes from the people. You've mentioned that. Everyone mentions that.
I don't believe that Confederacy has ever objected to the community meeting.
Pardon?
I don't believe the Confederacy has ever objected to the community meeting.
Okay, are you saying today that there's a possibility then that there will be a community meeting? I mean, you have the community sitting here today, and they're not allowed to even ask a question. They have lots to say. But with a community meeting, that would certainly be allowed.
Well, at this point, that I told you what I think I'd like to say, but I'd be on my own behalf, and I've expressed that in our meeting here. I have no problem with the community meeting. I mean, it's rough. It's rough because you get all sorts of things you never thought you were going to hear.
Well, that's okay, because that's our community. That's where their mind is at. But they have the power. And we're supposed to respect that. You mentioned the word respect, too.
I agree.
What I'd like to say is that I sincerely hope that our council and the Confederacy can come together, work together, and have whatever anybody thinks that we can be, that we can be. We're all family, friends, community. Birch has got its own history. You cannot ring a bell, it's all happened the way it's been happening. So why can't now, in an endeavor to move forward, we're still all the community we all own, each one of us has a piece of that, whether somebody thinks you're a donor or not, you still do. In order to win-win, half it up. The Confederacy will work on half. Whatever comes back from that, put it into our trust fund and build what we need, a treatment center for our people who are suffering. We've had more deaths, more families suffering in the last year than anybody needs to have in a whole lifetime. I think if we start thinking about going forward rather than looking back at what's already happened, like I said, you can't unring a bell. That's all over and done. Whether you follow the council or the Confederacy, we're still all family. We're sitting across from each other. We're related. And we should still go forward and make it our own personal effort to work together and resolve it in a good way rather than whatever. Share it up. Let the council work a half, Confederacy work a half, and together build something from that. That's all I have to say.
The Confederacy Council is concluded, like I said before. A lot of concerns from a lot of people, including a lot of bad people. I hope we should be first. This is a concern for a lot of people, and what should be done for them to stop it. But nobody's ever come to a consensus, so we should do that. So the council did make a decision that they need to farm that, and that's what we decided. that's our question. But how can you get in those negotiations? You can't move them off those lines. Now, I'm going to say something that I don't think I have authority to say, but I'll say it anyways. I believe that we have all have our two perspectives. And I don't know what that should be. I would question the integrity of everyone, including myself, because we all need that. We're going to fail. That's part of the problem. Our community, you want to talk about our community? It cuts right across the way. It's every family and every girl in the neighborhood family think they know better than everybody else. And those of you who have been in politics long enough know that, know what I'm talking about. But at some point in time, we have to recognize our own ability of self-determination. And some of the things we stopped doing by getting up to here today with Ava is because you're certain to call them. If you don't listen to you, I don't rely on the case that I don't have an army. I'm not here to tell you. I do really. It's here to tell you that we're prepared to stand. I can't tell you. And you said you're awesome. I can't tell you what you've seen that. But I'm here to do a job, and I know what our responsibilities are. And I know the rules that I have to play by very well. But there are strengths that come from it. Now, I'm not supposed to mad or say that they didn't probably see me like once. But it does start to be. When I hear that we can't solve things in ourselves, that we brought to them, the same people who are oppressing us and denying us our rights. And there are some things you don't know you should be taught about. That UN level declaration of human rights was signed by Canada in 1972, very hard. The declaration of human rights. Think about that, human rights. We, all of us in this room, are not considered humans by Canadian status. You can ask anybody that. It's also 1976 or 1978. The Confederacy has led a group of people around the world, and I think most specifically, the Mohawk Nation, has led a group of people from around the world, and at the end of the result of their work, they cannot agree with everything. But especially they got one right now. It's called the Declaration of Indigenous Rights. You can all be proud of that, that there's real people who did that. Indigenous people from all around the world flocked to us, and we're there. Turning their eyes towards us. And we did the red work. And like you said, it's not perfect. I don't agree with all this. Because my comments, they asked me to speak back in 1988, my comments were, you spent all this money getting all these people in this room. Back in your own countries, and teach your own children what human rights are, we wouldn't have a problem. How many years ago was that? They still don't teach human rights as well. So I think that there has to be a lot, but what I don't see where the Confederates are going to get around or the position is that we follow all the processes that we know and all the rules that we know, and we do even compromise to make sure that we could persevere in the way that's law, which I disagree with. Why we should even think of that? Because if we're all together, we wouldn't have to worry about that. That's the future that I see for us. But I'm being confounded because I don't know the way there, because I'm sure in every family and the best of us, that push comes to shove, we no longer turn to our greater family or future to help us or to the embarrassed council to say, I need help. And half the time it's not there, we won't help each other. So what do we do? We run to our oppressors that things won't get better. And they never will until we stop doing that. And that's really all we can say today.
Mark? Well, I guess I just want to reiterate a little bit of the words of
so the seventh generation, share my experience of where I've been today, traveling today on our territory. I've been attending all the schools, well, two schools, three more tomorrow, speaking to young people, motivating, trying to inspire, to see that there's more to life. There's more to life than drugs and alcohol. There's more to life than fighting. There's more to life than things. Life is beautiful. But the true issue here that I don't really see is this land. The true issue should be looked at as why we have young children committing suicide. Why we have babies dying. Why we come together when their death occurs. That is not, to me, a community. And I just want to reiterate that.
Let's try to keep on topic here. We're talking about Birch.
Do you have a comment, Alan?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Alan, you said you're not here to negotiate. How do you propose going forward concerning peace in this entire community? And you mentioned the people. You said some people in this community think they know better than anyone else. And they do.
Not
it's
some.
My opinion.
Oh.
They do, because they know their needs. And how else are you going to get to consensus if you don't ask the entire community? How are you going to do that? Because you're saying that. We don't have consensus.
Are you arguing with me?
Marcus, it sounds like.
Are you trying to argue with me?
No, no, I'm asking you to explain some of these things.
Don't know.
I don't want to argue. We're not here to argue. We're here to try to resolve Birch. How are we going to do that?
I think it's a tone of voice you guys are using.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
No, but it wasn't Al that called this a private meeting.
Yeah.
It wasn't him.
Oh, I don't know who called the private meeting. Yeah.
It's open.
It's a meeting between the two councils to share their thoughts in relation to one issue which we thought was going to be Birch on how we resolve. I know that the Confederacy Council and the Electric Council have both made their stances. I don't know if we can debate the legalities around here in relation to which direction each one's going to go, but I guess some of the questions are, can we do going forward?
Just bring along the line, that's one thing that I want to be clear. Somebody just talked about meetings and closed meetings. When I answered the text from our secretary, I said, and only on my behalf, this is what you saw in the other too, I said, that would meet the band council as long as it was public.
It is public. This is a public meeting. I think up to
that's fine. I just want to clear.
Okay, the only point was we said that the only ones that should be able to speak are the chiefs and the elected chiefs and councils. Just to have some kind of order.
You have your hand up, Mike?
Oh, I'm going to
close out. Okay, Helen?
I was there at all the meetings Alan's referred to, sitting at the table, and I remember David Peterson, he was an arrogant SOB, and he would have lied to us and said it began to say that he was arrogant, so that's what he did. He knew he didn't have the authority to tell us the land would come back, as Alan could explain. He knew that, but he lied to us. And I think the big mistake we all made, and everybody sitting there, we never really got a big letter from him stating what he was saying. He made him sign it in front of everybody. We made a mistake. We didn't do that. And now the problem is coming back saying we can't do what he said. But we didn't. You know, he just outright lied to us as we did. But the thing is, that's my thoughts. My concern now is if we can't deal with a little piece of land like Birch, I don't know how many acres it is, I can't remember. But if we can't as a community deal with a little piece of land like Birch, what are we going to do if we start getting more land back? I mean, we can't just keep fighting like this. And I know you guys don't want to work with us, and some of the elected people don't want to work with the Confederacy, nobody wants to work together. But we're going to have to do that whether we want to or not. Because it's for the betterment of our community. Like Phil and Lonnie's working really hard trying to get land back. What if they get land back? What if it happens? Then what are we going to do? It should be designated agricultural land. Because what benefit does that bring to our community? What does it bring to your family? What does it bring to my family? So, I don't really have a big issue who's farming the land, to be honest with you, as long as somebody's doing it. But as long as it's going to benefit the community, and I really think we're going to have to sit down and work together if we want to do something with that land. Otherwise, it's just going to sit there forever. And nothing's going to happen to it. It's just going to sit there. So, and I know that the veterans have bought land someplace over on Holly Johnson Road. The community's going to have to decide what to do with that land. Because it isn't your land, it's the community's land that owns that land. That you bought. So, we have to really try and figure out how we're going to do this. Figure out what we can do with their land. I'm going to be 74 this year. I'm getting debts and all this thing.
What I heard this morning, we had a meeting. What I heard, and the principal objection, the main objection was, how is the land held? How is the land owned? In the Crown Corporation with Bonnie and Phil, they cannot make decisions without the approval of the government. But in our lands, our concept of land, we can make our own decision as to what happens on that land. That's the principal difference that I was hearing.
Just to say, I think they can make decisions. We don't need the approval of the government to make decisions. Now that the land is back in under our name, and then our trust.
You mean under the lands to reserves?
We are working to get it added to the reserves, so we'll have reserve status.
But still Crown Corporation, still Crown land.
Right now it's Six Nations land.
Under the authority of the Crown.
Still Six Nations land. It belongs to the community.
Under the authority of the Crown, we can't decide. If we want to put up a casino there?
We'll put up a casino there.
Uh-huh. Not only if they agree.
No. If the people agree.
So, I think so.
If the people agree.
Any more comments or questions in relation to what are we going to do with Bird Stance? We both made stances here in relation to the Confederacy Council is, where the Acting Council is. Some of the questions is, what are we going to do going forward in relation to the community meeting we were suggesting? I know the Elected Council has proposing community input in relation to developing a plan for Birch. But what are we going to do as the people of Six Nations? Do you have your hand up?
I mean, as people of Six Nations, didn't get an answer. How do we come to a consensus? Is a community meeting in order? For the Confederacy, we know it is for the elected council, and that's for the people.
That was answered already. Is it yes?
Yes.
Yes.
When will that happen? Come to that agreement when that time period is going to take place?
I think it is relevant. mean, are we even into that? Are we confident? Are we even thinking about it? So I think with Mark being knowledge in that, what our youth are dealing with, I think that would be, and I try to make my own in school too, to keep things focused, I guess, and good thoughts. And that's what I'm here for today. That we have focus and we have good thoughts. In our laws, it says that when we come together, this was our ancestors many, many centuries ago. When we come together, we should speak of good things. And we should carry that goodness, good mind, and strive for peace and strength. That's from all of our ancestors. We're your great-grandchildren. And I think if we can do that, we can solve anywhere. Done it.
First, I have to be new to our council.
assuming cost when that motion was given. Since then, I've heard about the request, and one was answered in council, going back 2 months ago. And we said, right back to her, ask her what she wants. So then, what else does she want? Never heard anything. That's not the, and this last one where it came in, I don't know what you're about, or I had heard about it.
Well, actually, I did respond. I want to talk about issues that we can work on together for the benefit of our community, which meant that we could both add issues to the agenda.
Hey, these are the your hand on the chair, Joe.
This is perfect. Other than this, her response never got on the floor last council because we didn't get to that last letter. When the letters were on the agenda. So her response was whatever issues we could talk about. So, I don't know, I'm just clarifying. She did respond, it didn't get on the board.
Okay. Hazel?
I just want to say that I really, really hope that this is the beginning of meetings together, and I know Birch is the topic today, but for the council, maybe these issues in the community that are so big and right on our door, and to figure out how to resolve them. That's why that comes in there. Like, when you have a department that's so concerned, like, with the fentanyl problems that have killed people in our community, babies born that are addicted, the staff that deal with situations like that, and I guess the measure of the Richter scale of one breathing, it's almost at 100, so. We all need to come together. We need to work together, and we need to be strong together, because that's what we can do. Just think of where we can help our own people. And our kids look to us to be leaders and to not be condescending to each other. I think that's the worst thing a child or a young person can see, is people being condescending to each other. I've seen that a lot, but I'm asking, and I hope and I know that we can all work together and do better things together.
Sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say to you. You know, this is just the beginning. Like Job said, you know, I hope it is, because community suffering. I've been in addictions field 26 years, and it hasn't gotten better. And that's the sad part. And that's the part that hopefully we can talk more about. There's so much that this can even become even more. But you know, I know it's the Birch thing.
It just
frustrates me.
I wonder how it's longer in this department. I just like to say that I feel honored to be here. I feel very positive. I came with a good mind, and I still feel that same way. I'm looking forward to working with everyone who's reserved to help each other in a positive way. And stay strong. That's how we are. Our strength we talk about is us working together. The leaders showing that compassion, the leadership. But in order to do it, we have to know what our people are saying, because the Confederacy is everybody. Whether you speak the language or any of the languages or not, it's all of us. We're in this together. So I think we can fight in our heart and our head to work together. I think that does nothing but hold our whole community up, and we as examples for young people coming after us for generations. Thank you.
I want to say the whole of this. I don't want to go over the history of the AIDS Points of Jurisdiction, but I must know that there is a history. There are people who can fight that history. That there. I'm going to come back to work in the present situation, but I am very concerned that, and I'm sorry that I'm also the aggressor on this, because the competitors have been managing that land at this point
and that individual who talked about me this week, you know, has invested money in that land. I promise you, it's quite a bit. When you're farming, you're not farming with a whole bunch of people, maybe just one or two farmers. It takes pretty much all your capital to put it with that land, and then you can all get your money back out. So a lot of that money's been spent already. Now, you take that back into the issues, you lose all that money. You went ahead and contracted somebody that got money from the federal government. I don't know about the contract for that. You must have lost money there. But that's not been my concern. Because I didn't do it knowing that somebody else would invest in me for that. So I think whatever you do for me, you should take that into consideration. How does helping our people come about by hurting our family? That's all I can say.
Concerns me is something I want to say a while ago, is the perimeter of the area that you're going to be going to get to. But we're dealing with fencing and we're dealing with locks. And therefore you're dealing with people and emotions and reaction and anxiety. Locks are being cut and locks are being placed on there to keep people out or to keep people in. But that's the issue of one of the items we have to address. We've got to the point where we're moving locks and locked areas to secure it for someone to come. Shouldn't be.
Money that your family never had before. It's very much to do with it.
that's the one thing that this community is good on. So I'm starting to mature now, as you see the business problem that has nothing to do with it, which is a good thing. Again, it's not money that we had to ask for some government or some agency out there for to do it. Plus that 20% of our people are plagued with that industry.
More than that.
10 to 20% of our families. And if there's 22,000 to 25,000 of us, how many is that employed? And if how many is that employed, how many actually will benefit from that? If that your families can include 4 times that much. Which means almost 30% of our people benefits from some aspect of that industry.
Any more comments? I know it's 4 o'clock. I'm going to get to the floor, but
so you were asking this council to possibly go and help you with social support problems, maybe more meetings. They will themselves not decide the day on anything. They'll have to bring it to council and you'll be discussed in council. And I guess they'll give you a response to that.
Okay. So, and also in regards to the bird plan, members of council, so you're going to have a community meeting and the rest of council, so you will be having a community meeting in regards to input into the bird plan. And you guys have made the legal stance as well, seeing that the elected council in addition to where they will stand.
No, Alan didn't say we're going to have a community meeting. He had no objection to a community meeting.
That's right. That's something you didn't have to take back to council, Mr. Juniper.
Okay.
And also,
we need a community outreach. We need community outreach as well. We need community outreach as well. Community input.
And I was asked by someone to bring forward one more thing, I guess they got a trip. Now, I don't know of any of the government that I can help in the process of work here to build. But I'm told that they are. I've asked them to say that they wish that Ben Council would drop that and sit down and talk and debate.
I think it was the cease and desist order that you guys have on Chris Hill right now, and I guess that's one of the comments that was made from the thing that
from the media. I didn't say media, Mark.
I said from the crowd. It was asked.
If she gets up and talks to you, you go to her and then to go to him.
Well,
we all seen it.
That's the process, okay? That's what I mean. You come to community meetings like this, and we're trying to sit here in good faith, but then you guys have a tone that you guys are like dictating to us, like telling us to do what to do. And we're sitting here, you're not using good words. That's all I could say.
Thank you.
Council's having their own meeting tonight, so we can talk about it.
Okay, one more, and I think Michael, do we vote? No?
Oh, yeah.
There's
no president in the office right now. There is not.
I don't think so. I guess it's the unsigned letter that she received. I can see that on the most of the front page. It was unsigned.
Well, just further to that, she had her lawyer send us a letter today. We all realize that it has reduced a certain amount of poverty in our community. And that's why some years ago when the RCMP came to the elected council and said, tell me, who's the manufacturers? Who are these people that are, you know, growing tobacco and manufacturing? We want nothing to do with it. We realize that people have that right. And it is a good thing to a certain extent, even though some of the health problems are there, there's still stagnant. We agree.
Let me go down one more vote.
No.
concern is all of the businesses that are starting up here at Six Nations, so many of them seem to be owned by outside interests. What are we doing about that? Like, first thing you know, we'll have our own Walmart.
Issues of people who are not professional, running businesses down, or